From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abbey reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump was the guest of honor Friday at France's Bastille Day celebrations. It was an elaborate display that included military bands, flyovers by American jet fighters, and a parade that lasted more than 2 hours to mark the centennial of the U.S. entry into the First World War. The American flag flew along with the French flag in Paris, where U.S. troops marched in a parade with thousands of French soldiers, tanks, and missile launchers. More than 3,500 police took positions along the parade to guard against potential terrorist attacks. The battle for Mosul, Iraq, has gone underground as helicopters hover over the city. Surviving Islamic State militants, both men and women, are now all wearing suicide vests and fighting from basements and tunnels. VOA's Heather Murdoch files this report on the scene.
He was really a beacon of hope for so many Chinese who fundamentally believe in their rights, in their human rights, and in freedom and democracy. We were saddened by his death, as I think so many other people are around the world.
A teenager has been arrested in connection with a series of acid attacks that left several people with facial burns in East London. One of the victims has reportedly sustained life-changing injuries. Authorities say two assailants on a moped tossed acid at a 32-year-old and stole his moped before proceeding to carry out a number of other attacks over the course of 90 minutes Thursday night. Police said the 16-year-old boy was arrested on suspicion of robbery and grievous bodily harm. This is VOA News.